Erev Tov. This week's parsha is Parshat Vayigash. What I plan on doing this evening really is dealing with one question, and of all things, it was a question that was asked to me by my wife about 15 or more years ago, which started me on a journey, a search. A lot of things developed from that one question that she asked me, and I'm just going to take you on that journey with me. What it's really going to be is a closer look at the genius of Rashi. Rashi is very special. Rashi is very special. Parsha Vayigash. Yosef reveals himself to his brothers. Yosef reveals himself finally to his brothers, Perek Memhei, beginning of chapter 45. Lo yochol Yosef lehitapek. Yosef was unable to control himself. Lechol hanitzavim alav, in the presence of all who were standing before him. Vayikron, he called out, Hotziu kol ish, remove kol ish me'olai. Remove every person from here. For lo amad ish ito, and nobody stood with him. Behitvada Yosef el Achav, when Yosef revealed himself to his brothers. Ha'iten et kolo v'chi, his voice was raised in crying. Vayishmu Mitzchayim, Egypt heard. Vayishma Beit Paro, the house of Paro heard. Vayomid Yosef el Achav. Yosef said to his brothers, I am Yosef, ha'od avichai, is my father still alive? Lo yachlu echov la'anot oto, and his brothers were unable to answer him, ki nivhalu miponov, because they were frightened, they trembled before him. And he says, listen, don't be upset, don't be disturbed, don't be angry. The fact is that it's not you who sent me here, it was Elohim. God is the one who sent me here so that I should be a source of support and sustenance for you. 2 years already, there's a famine in the land. There's going to be famine for another 5 years. God is the one who sent me here. Pasuk Chet. Va'ata, now, lo atem shalachtem oti, hey, now you're not the ones who sent me here. Ki he Elokim. God is the one who sent me here. And listen to what Yosef says. Vayisimeni lo'ov lefaro. God is the one who made me a father to Paro, ula adon l'chol beito, a master of his entire house, u'moshel b'chol eretz Mitzrayim, and one who rules in the entire land of Egypt. Maharu v'alu elavi, and this is the pasuk. This is the pasuk we're going to deal with. Maharu v'alu elavi, hurry and go up to my father, v'amartem elav, and you should say to him, ko amar b'chol Yosef. This is what your son Yosef says. Samani Elokim la'adon l'chol Mitzrayim, God has made me the master of all of Egypt. Redoi Eli, come down, al ta'amod. Don't wait. She says she doesn't remember asking me the question, but she did ask me the question. Rashi says five words on Maharu va'alu el avi. Rashi says five words. The five words are Eretz Yisrael Gavoha Mikol Ha'aratzot. Eretz Yisrael is higher than all of the lands on the face of this earth. So Rashi says, Maharu v'alu elavi, hurry and go up to my father, Eretz Yisrael Gavoha Mikol Ha'aratzot. Eretz Yisrael is higher than all of the lands on the face of this earth. The question is, there must be at least 24 times since Parshat Lech Lecha when the Torah has used the term up or down in order to describe travel to Eretz Yisrael or from Eretz Yisrael. Why didn't Rashi say something immediately? There was a famine in the land. Parshat Lech Lecha. Vayiro Boretz. Vayeded Avram Mitzrayim. And Avram went down to Egypt. when it's all over, it says, Vayal Avram. Avram went up from Mitzrayim to Eretz Canaan Hanegba. In the whole discussion here in this parasha between Yehuda and Yosef, it's constantly used. We went back up to our father. We came down with Binyamin. How can I go up to my father if I don't have the boy with me? We came down and we went up. They're going up and they're going down. And Rashi doesn't say a word. Rashi comes to this pasuk, Maharu Ha'alu Al-Avi. All of a sudden Rashi tells us, Eretz Yisrael Gevor Mikol Ha'aratzot. Why didn't he say it earlier? Why didn't he say it earlier? So obviously there is one point at which Rashi sort of lets us know that there can be other meanings to going up and down. In terms of travel, I don't know why the first thing that comes to mind is in when it got this cold up in New York or up in Toronto, so people decided to go down south. They went down to Miami. Nobody ever went up to Miami unless you were bringing drugs from Colombia. Who went up? You went down to Miami. And occasionally, you know, for Hanukkah or for the 4th of July, people would go up north from Florida. The truth is, what we should be talking about is going down to Beersheba or Eilat, or going up to Tzfat or Metula. That's a pretty legitimate thing, right? Now, if that's legitimate, how does Rashi know that over here, Maharu Va'alu Elavi, hurry and go up to my father? Why does Rashi say, Eretz Yisrael Gevor Mikol Ha'aratzot? Yosef is telling them, go north. Go back home. And then bring your father down. Up to Canaan. Down to Egypt. And the fact is that Rashi does indeed say that. In Parashat Lech Lecha, when it says that in Perek Yud Gimel, the first pasuk in Perek Yud Gimel is Vayal Avram Mitzrayim. Avram went up from Egypt, he and his wife, Bechol Asher Lo, and everything that they had, they went up, Velot Imo, and Lot with him, Hanegba, to the south. Here is, of course, an unusual pasuk. You know, we talk about going down south, and here the pasuk says that he went up Hanegba, which would sound as though he's going up south. So Rashi wants to straighten that out. And Rashi says the following. Vayal Avram. Avram went up Hanegba to the south. So Rashi says, Lavo l'deroma shel Eretz Yisrael. He went up from Mitzrayim in order to come to the Negev, which is the south of Eretz Yisrael. But this south of Eretz Yisrael is north of Mitzrayim. Lavo to come l'droma shel Eretz Yisrael, to the south of Eretz Yisrael, to Moshe Amo l'mala. As it said earlier, when Avram came through the land, he traveled from north, Haloch v'nasoa hanegba, he kept traveling, Shechem, and then he came to Beit El, and Ai, he went through, traveling to the south. L'haramariya, toward Haramariya. When you go from Egypt to Eretz Canaan, then he's going from south to north. Eretz Mitzrayim is to the south of Eretz Yisrael. So what is Rashi telling us over here? That it's quite legitimate to use up and down when one is talking about traveling north to south, or south to north. So in Cain, we have another problem with Rashi. So why does Rashi see fit to say over here, Maharu va'alu elavi, hurry and go up to my father. How does Rashi know to say that this is an indication? Or he's not even saying that it's an indication. He just makes the statement. Eretz Yisrael gavoa mikol haratzot. Eretz Yisrael is higher than all of the lands. What does Rashi mean? Furthermore, the word up or down can have other meanings. It's not only a question of traveling from north to south or south to north. Let's take a look at another Vayered, so to speak, and it will be important later on in the course of this year. In Parashat Vayeshev, and as I said at the outset, we're going to take a journey through Chumash. It's one of those shiurim. It's a journey through Chumash. One of the very unusual prokim in all of Sefer Bereshit is Perek 38, Perek Lamed Chet in Parashat Vayeshev. This is right after Yosef has been sold into slavery down to Mitzrayim. So it says, Vayehi Ba'etahi, and it came to pass at that time, Vayered Yehuda Me'et Echav, and Yehuda went down from his brothers. Vayed, and he pitched his tent Ad Ish Abdulami, up until a man from Adulam whose name was Chira. And here we have the whole story of Yehuda marries a Canaanite woman, has three children, Er, Onan, Shelah. The oldest marries Tamar, he dies, Er dies, Onan dies, she is supposed to marry Shelah and is not given to Shelah. And then we know that Yehuda lives with her until finally... Finally, the end of the parasha is that Peretz and Zarah, the twins, are born to Tamar. The beginning of the next parak is V'Yosef, Hurat Mitzchayma, Yosef was taken down to Egypt. Now, we repeat again that Yosef was taken down to Egypt because the whole story of Yehuda is an interruption in the whole parasha of Yosef. Because by right, what should have happened? Immediately after we are told that they took him out of the pit, they sold him, so the story should continue. He came to Mitzrayim, he was brought to Mitzrayim, he was purchased by Potiphar, and the story of Yosef should continue. But there is an interruption. The interruption is the story of Yehuda. Listen to what Rashi says on that first pasuk. And it came to pass at that time, and Yehuda went down from his brothers. You're going to see something, of course, that is important in our discussion of up and down. And you're also going to find an indication that something that I said in a previous shir is expressed over here by Rashi. Rashi says, "Vayehi ba'etahi," and it came to pass at that time. Lama nismecha parsha zu lekan. Why is this parsha here? The Hitzik, the Parashato Shel Yosef. And this comes as an interruption in the middle of the story of Yosef. Lelameid, this comes to teach us, Shehoriduhu Echov Migdulato. His brothers lowered him from his greatness. Yehuda went through a process of decline in the eyes of his brothers. Vayered Yehuda, it says, Yehuda went down Me'et Echav from his brothers. A dramatic difference in the relationship between the brothers and Yehuda. It's not talking merely about his traveling from some point north to a point south. The Vayered Yehuda is not describing his journey. The Vayered Yehuda is describing his status and his stature in the presence of his brothers. That's why it says, Vayered Yehuda Me'et Echav, from his brothers. Because they brought him down Migdulato Kishero B'tzarat Avihem, when they saw this terrible suffering of their father. Following the Yosef incident, Amru, listen to what they said. They said to Yehuda, Ato amarto lemochro, you told us to sell him. Ilu amarto lahashivo, would you have told us to bring him back home? Hayinu shomim lecha, we would have listened to you. Isn't that what I was saying in a previous shiur? That if the brothers would have been allowed to tell the father Yaakov, you know what they would have done? They would have shifted the blame from themselves to somebody else. And here we see that immediately, after the story of Yosef, they already want to shift the blame to Yehuda. Yehuda, would you have told us to take him home? We would have taken him home. That's no good. They were there, and they said nothing, and they did nothing, and they were silent. They didn't object. They carried the burden of guilt, just like Yehuda. All of them are equally guilty, and as we pointed out, the final process of reconciliation is going to begin when the brothers are able to say, Aval ashemim anachnu, we are guilty, alochinu b'sarei. Because here we see, they're beginning to fall apart to the point that Yehuda is lowered, removed from his position of greatness. So here we have the word vayered already has another meaning. Going up or going down can describe status, stature, importance, dignity, or the opposite. All right, so here we are. We still have our problem with the Rashi in Parashat Vayigash. Maharu va'alu el avi, hurry and go up to my father. Here Rashi says, Eretz Yisrael gavoa mikol haratzot, Eretz Yisrael is higher than all of the land. Maybe Yosef was merely telling them, hurry and go up, travel north, go up north to the Tata. Obviously there's something here in the pasuk that's troubling Rashi. While I give you time to think about it, I want to read to you the source. Rashi didn't make up the statement, Eretz Yisrael gavoa mikol haratzot. Eretz Yisrael gavoa mikol haratzot is a Gemara. The last perek in Masechet Kedushin begins in the following manner. The Mishnah says, Asara yuchsim olu mipohel. Jews who represented 10 different kinds of familial status or yichus status, Olui Babel went up from Babel. Kohani, Levi, V'Yisraeli, Kohanim, Levi, and Yisraeli, those three are fine. And then there were another 7 kinds of Jews whose yichus was sort of questionable. Some of them you will recognize immediately. Chaloli, one who was from a family of Kohanim and who is not fit to serve as Kohen. Gedi, Charudi, Mamzeri, Netini, Shtuki, Vasufi. Bad news. Asara Yuchsim, Olumi Baba. So the Gemara asks the following question. Why does the Mishnah say Olumi Bavel, Nitni, let them learn, Holchu, L'Eretz Yisrael? Why doesn't the Mishnah say Asara Yuchsim went to Eretz Yisrael? Why does it say Olu Mibavel? So the Gemara says, Milta Agav Urcha Kamash Malam, the Mishnah wants to tell us something by the way. First of all, the Mishnah wants to tell us who were the people that went up with Ezra to Eretz Yisrael. Obviously what the Mishnah is telling us, and this is Rashi talks about it, the Gemara talks about it later. Those who went on Aliyah with Ezra were not necessarily the finest of the Jewish community in Babel. On the contrary, the Mishnah makes it very clear that this was family dredges of Babel are the ones who went up on Aliyah. And the fact is that they were zeichet to rebuild Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash and the Second Commonwealth, and a lot of good things came from this whole gang. So the Gemara says, why does the Mishnah say, use the term Olu, they went up? So the Gemara says, in order to tell us something by the way. What are we told? Kedetanya, it says, in Sefer Devarim, in Parshat Shoftim, it says that when there's going to be a question that is going to trouble you. And you don't know the answer. We're talking about a question that is bothering a Bedin someplace in Eretz Yisrael. And they don't know the answer. So you know where you're supposed to go? You're supposed to go to the Bedin HaGadol, the Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim. V'kamta, you should arise. V'olita, and go up El HaMakom, Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokecha, the place that God is going to choose. Milaneid, the Gemara says, this teaches us, Shebet HaMikdash Gavoa Mikol Eretz Yisrael, the Bet HaMikdash is higher than all of Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says, Gavoa Mikol Aratzot, and Eretz Yisrael is higher than all of the lands of the world. So the Gemara says, Bishlam, I can very well understand that Bet HaMikdash is higher than all of Eretz Yisrael, because it says, V'kam tov alita. Divrei dibot, if there are going to be problems in your community, b'sharecha, v'kam tov alita. Go up. El Eretz Yisrael, gavoa mikol haratzot minolan. How do we know that from this pasuk that Eretz Yisrael is gavoa mikol haratzot? How do we know that? So the Gemara says, you know, we learn it from a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Famous pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Lachain, behold, hine yamim bo'im ne'um Hashem, days are coming, says God. Lo yomar oth. They will no longer say, Chai Hashem, great is God, Asher He'elo'ed b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. They're not going to talk about God who took the Jews out of Egypt. That's going to be secondary to the great miracle of Kibbutz Golios, the ingathering of the exiles. Ki'im, you know what people are going to say? Chai Hashem, great is God, Asher He'elo, v'asher Hevi et b'nei Yisrael, me'eretz Tzofona, u'mikol haratzot asher yidachu sham. Great is God who brought up, asher He'elo, the pasuk says, who brought up, v'asher Hevi, and who brought Jews from all of the lands in the north and all of the places where they were dispersed. But here we learn that Eretz Yisrael gavoa mikol haratzot. What is it about this pasuk that tells us Eretz Yisrael gavoa mikol haratzot? Because the pasuk uses two terms, Asher He'ela, v'Asher Hevi, God who brought up, v'Asher Hevi, and who brought. The two are unnecessary. It could have said either Asher He'ela or Asher Hevi. He brought up or he brought. Any one alone would have been sufficient. The fact that Yirmiyahu uses both terms, Asher He'elo, v'Asher Hevi, Asher Hevi speaks of the journey coming from all of the lands where Jews are dispersed to Eretz Yisrael. Asher He'elo describes the journey as being a journey of Aliyah, because Eretz Yisrael gavoa mikol haratzot. Now I think we can take a closer look at this pasuk of Yosef. There may be, in all of the many psukim in Sefer Bereshit up until now that have talked about going up and going down, there may be a few psukim, possibly where Rashi could have made the comment. But Rashi chooses this pasuk and makes the comment here. First of all, Rashi analyzes, he saw instantly in the pasuk. Yosef could have said one of two things. He could have said, Mahabru el Ovi, hurry to my father. He could have said, Alu el Ovi, go up to my father. Why does he say, Maharu va'alu el Ovi, hurry and go up to my father? Something here is unnecessary. Why does he say it? Because Eretz Yisrael gavoa mikol haratzot. And you know what Rashi is waiting for? Rashi was waiting for this pasuk. You know what he sees in this pasuk? Here is Yosef, who has just said, listen to what Yosef has just said. Yosef is the one who's just said, I'm here in Chutz La'aretz. You know, I am here in Chutz La'aretz. And remember, Yosef is the only Jew in the world living in Chutz La'aretz. One. And he's not a Yored, he's a Hurad. He was taken down forcibly. The one Hurad in the world. And you know what happened to this fellow who's been taken down over there? So you should know The truth is, he's a shliach yevidah. God is the one who sent him. He says, Lo atem shalachtem alti heina. You're not the ones who sent me as a shaliach over here. Ki in Elokim. God is the one who sent me to be here. And you know what happened to the little boy, the little Jew who comes from the land of Canaan? He comes to Mitzrayim, so he starts off at the very depths, quite literally in the dungeons of Mitzrayim, and he's the great success story of all time. This is a Yeridah where there was tremendously great klita of the highest order. Look what's happened. Listen to what Yosef says. Yosef says, first of all, God sent me. God sent me. I'm here for a divine mission. Vayisimeini, and he made me of leparo, a father to paro. I am Adon l'chol beito, I'm the master of his entire house. U'moshel b'chol eretz Mitzrayim, I am the one who rules in all of Egypt. Maharu, hurry, valu elavi, and go up to my father and tell him, Kor abincha Yosef, God has made me the master of all of Egypt. God has made me the master of all of Egypt. You know what it means? Rashi was waiting for this pasuk when we have the one Jew in the world who's living in Chutz Laaretz, who has become the greatest success of all in Chutz Laaretz. When we hear coming out of the mouth of Yosef so smoothly and so instinctively, Maharu va'alu elavi, it's the most meaningful place in all of Tanakh where we hear the word Aliyah. The most meaningful place in all of Tanakh. And that's why Rashi zeroes in on this pasuk. And you know what? According to Chazal, Yosef was the great Ohev Eretz Yisrael. Number one, the Gemara says about him, he was a greater Ohev Eretz Yisrael than was Moshe. Because what did they say? What did the Sar HaMashkim say about Yosef? There was a Nar Ivri in the dungeon with us. There was a Nar Ivri, a Hebrew boy. What did they say about Moshe? What did the daughters of Yitro say about Moshe? Ish Mitzri Hitzilanu. An Egyptian is the one who saved us. How does Sefer Bereshit end? The conclusion of Sefer Bereshit is Yosef, before he dies, he tells his family, Bnei Yisrael, he makes them take an oath, Pakod Yifkod Hashem Elokim Etchem, God is going to remember you, V'ha'alitem et atzmotayim yizeh etchem, take my bones up with you from here. Yosef is the great Ohev Eretz Yisrael. I say he's the only one living in Chutz Laaretz. He's made the great success of all time. He's become the ruler of the great superpower of the day, and maybe the superpower of all time. Ancient Egypt was a great civilization. And you know what? All of the success and all of the greatness and everything that's accomplished, his neshama says, Maharu v'alu elavi, Eretz Yisrael is gavoa mikol haaretz. Question, of course, that we have to ask is, is it really true that Eretz Yisrael is gavoa mikol haaretz? I don't know. I know people that climb Everest. I don't know anybody who climbs Eretz Yisrael. There are the snows of Kilimanjaro, in the Horei Choshech of Africa. What do Chazal mean when they say that Eretz Yisrael is gavoa mikol haaretz? What do you mean it's higher? Not only is it not higher, the fact is, not too terribly far from here, we have the lowest place on the face of this earth. The Yad HaMelech is the lowest place on the face of this earth. So what do Chazal mean when they say Eretz Yisrael is gavoa mikol haaretz? So the fact is, it could be understood geographically, indeed, and it obviously can be understood in terms of sanctity, of holiness, of being the land that Einei Hashem Elokecha, by the eyes of God, Adem Meheshit Shana Vachnit Shana. Eretz Yisrael is Gavoah, is higher than all of the lands on the face of this earth in terms of its significance, its importance. It is the footstool of God. This is where He dwells. Lo Zozo Shekhinah. Shekhinah never departed or removed from the Kotel HaMaravi. But it could also be understood in geographic terms. The fact is, imagine a globe. Take any point you want on the globe and put that on top. This is the closest I come to a globe. I should have brought an orange or an apple. Any way you turn it, like, if you start here, then everything flows down from it. Isn't that the way it works with a circle? Any point at which you're going to put your finger, so every other point goes down from it. Marshaw says this. The Maharal speaks about this in Sefer Be'er HaGola. And there is a quote of Chassam Sofer in one of the tshuvas. Chassam Sofer says, what do you mean, Eretz Yisrael is Gavoah Mikol HaRatzot? Let's take a look and see. I mean, is it higher or isn't it higher? And furthermore, he says, Ha'emet ain okay. The truth is that it's not so. This is pretty clear to anybody who knows the map of the world a little bit. He knows that Eretz Yisrael is not Gavoah Mikol HaRatzot. Furthermore, he brings Rashi himself on a pasuk in Tehillim that says, "Ketal Hermon sheyorei al hararei Zion." The dew of the Hermon that comes down onto the mountains of Zion. You know what Rashi says? Hermon is Gavoah. Hermon is higher than Eretz Yisrael. So in other words, there from the Rashi he's talking about the Hermon, and from the Hermon, I mean, what are we talking? We're talking about the waters of the Hermon, Zormim, flowing, water flows downward, or at least that's the terminology that we use. So it says, V'inei ha'olam, the world is agul kikadur, it's round like a ball. U'bedovar kaduri, lo shayich gavoah v'namuch. Another question, he says, listen, when you're talking about something that's round, I mean, how can you say that one is high and one is low? Just turn it around a little bit, or wait a minute until the world just turns a little bit, you know? We always talk about digging all the way down to China. In China, most probably, they talk about digging all the way down to to America. Wherever one stands could very well be the highest point of all. So he says, obviously, what it means is, the world began from Tzion. Gemara says, Adam, man, was created mimekom kaparato, from the place that he receives forgiveness. The mekom hamizbeach and har habayit, that's where man was created from. There's an opinion in the Gemara that says God created the world at Tzion. He created har habayit, and then started extending outward. He added the Yerushalayim, Harnof, Ramot, a few other places, and he kept expanding it until he had to put in Russia, China, until he created a whole globe. But it started from here. If it started from here, that's point one. That's the highest point. And if it's the highest, if that's the top of the globe, then everything flows down from it. Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi in the Kuzri, though he does not speak specifically about Eretz Yisrael, Gavoah Mikol HaRatzot, he talks about a question that has been real in our time, but he discussed it hundreds of years ago. Where did the first Shabbos begin? Or for that matter, where did day begin for the first time from creation? And he says it makes a great deal of difference. I mean, the whole question of an international dateline or a halachic dateline depends on where does day begin. Where does day begin means where was the first Shabbos on the face of this earth. So the Kuzri says the first Shabbos began in Eretz Yisrael. Here is where it all began. The first sunrise, day one, here. The first Shabbos began here. Which means that as far as the rest of the world was concerned, it would be Shabbos on the other side of the Atlantic 6 hours later, and in Los Angeles it would be Shabbos 9 hours later. But it all began here. If it all began here, that means we hold the globe in such a way that has Tzion and Yerushalayim as its top, and then automatically everything flows down. So that's what it means, Eretz Yisrael Gevor Mikol Haaretzot. It doesn't mean that Eretz Yisrael is just plain, higher. It's not higher in that sense. If we would be talking about a flat world, Eretz Yisrael is not Gavoha. If we're talking about a round world, so it depends. If this is the starting point, then that's where it all begins, and everything flows from that. All right? We have to keep moving now. So Rashi makes the comment over here. It says, "Gavoha Mikol Haaretzot." But we're not finished. We're not finished. In Sefer, go to Sefer Shmot, Parashat Ki Tisa. In Parashat Ki Tisa, chapter 33 in Shmot. Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe. Chapter 33 in Shemot. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe, and God spoke to Moshe. Leich alei mizeh, go up from here. Atov v'ha'am, you and the people asher he'eleita me'eretz Mitzrayim, that you took out of the land of Egypt. El ha'aretz asher nishbati l'Avraham l'Yitzchak u'l'Yaakov leimo l'zarecho etneno. Alright? You know already what I have in mind. What does Rashi say on Leich Alei Mizeh? Let me bring you up to date what's taking place over here. This is after the sin of the Egel. Moshe has prayed. Moshe has gone up to the top of the mountain. Moshe has finally received the forgiveness of God. Now God tells Moshe, Leich Alei Mizeh, go up from here. Says Rashi, Eretz Yisrael, Gavoa, Mikol Ha'aratzot. Eretz Yisrael is higher than all of the lands. Makach Nemar, that's why it says Alei. Dover Acher, Rashi here says a second shot. Klapesha Amarlo B'Sha'at HaKas, because God told him at the moment that he was angry. When Moshe was up on the mountain, what did God tell him? Lech Rei, go down. Kishichet Ancha, because your people have done something terrible, they've made a golden calf. Because God told him at the moment of anger, Lech Rei, go down. Now at the moment at which all is forgiven, he tells him, Leich Alei, go up. In a sense, the Leich Alei is to cancel out the Leich Rei. Now, in Sefer Shmot, a number of times, God has spoken to Moshe, Laha'alot, to bring up Jews, Eretz Mitzrayim. Rashi never made the comment. Never made the comment, Eretz Yisrael, Gevor Mikol Haaretzot. At the snap, the burning bush, a number of times, V'edeid, and I've gone down Lahatzilo and Lahalototon to bring him out of Eretz Mitzrayim. Rashi doesn't say anything. All of a sudden, over here in Parshat Ki Tisa, Rashi says Eretz Yisrael Gevor Mikol Haaretzot. What is it that Rashi saw in this pasuk? Same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have said Leich Mizeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have said Alei Mizeh. Go from here or go up from here. Why does the Rabbeinu Shalom say, why does he say Leich Alei Mizeh? He says both of them. In order to tell you that Eretz Yisrael is Gevoha Mikol Haaretzot, therefore God says Alei. But it's more than that. You know what Rashi noticed? Yes, there are other psukim in Sefer Shmot that talk about bringing Jews up out of Egypt. But bringing Jews up out of Egypt, that's another place where you can use the term to la'alot, to raise, and it has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael, Gevurah Mikol Haaretzot, to raise somebody out of slavery, to take somebody out of the crucible of Mitzrayim, just like Vayeded Yehuda, Yehuda goes down, Yehuda is lowered. One can raise a person out of suffering, remove him from trial and travail. This is the only pasuk in all of Sefer Shemot where it says both. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe lech alei mizeh atov v'ha'am asher he'elita me'eretz Mitzrayim. Here it already says the people that you took up out of Egypt. So if we're talking about taking people up out of slavery, is there a book up from bondage, to bring up from bondage, right? That already is said in this pasuk. This is the only pasuk in all of Shemot where you have both the he'elita bringing up Mimitzrayim and then leich aleimizeh. So the leich aleimizeh can only mean one thing. It can only mean Eretz Yisrael, Gevurah Mikol Haaretzot. And Rashi instinctively, he saw this pasuk as being different than all of the psukim in Sefer Shemot. Then Rashi says another pshat, dover acher. In other words, so why does Rashi have to say a second pshat over here? He said already a first pshat, why does it say alei? Because Eretz Yisrael is Gevurah Mikol Haaretzot. But what, so therefore, the next question that Rashi has to deal with, so why didn't God simply say alei mizeh? Why did he say leich alei? So that's why Rashi says the second pshat. You know why leich alei? Because he wants to verbally cancel out the leich reid that he had said at the moment of anger is now removed. It's erased by the leich alei. But now what's fascinating is, from whom have we heard? From whom have we heard Eretz Yisrael, Gevurah Mikol Haaretzot? We've heard it from Yosef, and we've heard it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we're not finished with Chumash yet. Sefer Devarim. Sefer Devarim, the beginning of Sefer Devarim. Here's a pasuk that you're going to have to analyze very carefully. A fascinating, fascinating pasuk. In Perek Aleph of Devarim. Let's begin with pasuk 22. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael the story of the 40 years in the desert. And the first thing that he talks about, he tells them the story of the Meraglim. Vatikrevun Eli Kulchem, all of you came to me. Vatomru, when you said, Nishlacho Anoshim Lefanenu, let us send people before us. Viachferu Lanu Taaretz, and they will spy out the land. Viyoshivu Otonu Davan, they'll bring us back word, Et HaDerech Hashem Naleva, the way that we should go up. In the cities we should come to. Moshe Rabbeinu says it was very good in my eyes. For I took from you 12 people, one man for each tribe. When they turned, they went up the mountain. Certainly not problematic at all. They came to Nachal Eshkol, they spied out the land. Pasuk 25. We have to analyze this pasuk. Vayikru biyadam mipri haaretz, and they took in their hands from the fruit of the land. Vayoridu eleinu, and they brought it down to us. Vayoshivu altanu davar, and they brought us back word. Vayomru, and they said, Tova haaretz asher Hashem Elokeinu noten lanu, good is the land that God gives to us. This is an extremely difficult pasuk. Who brought back fruit? You know, the Ministry of Tourism, the two fellas who are holding the grapes. Who brought back the fruit? The fruit was brought back by the 10 Meraglim. And they said, just as the fruit of this country is so different, so are the people different. It's Eretz Ochelet Yoshiver. It's a land that eats up its inhabitants, levedikahet. But wait a minute. If the first part of the pasuk is talking about the meraglim who came back with a negative report, how does Rashi end the pasuk by saying Vayomru, and they said Tova Ha'aretz, good is the land Asher Hashem Elokeinu Noten Lanu, that God gives to us? And Rashi says on Vayomru they said Tova Ha'aretz, good is the land. Mihen Shamru Tovata, who are the ones that said that the land is good? Yehoshua, the Kaleb, Yehoshua and Kaleb. But wait a minute. If so, then that would mean that Rashi is giving us only the report of Yehoshua and Kaleb. That's not going to fit in with the first part of the pasuk, because they're not the ones who brought back fruit. And assuming that the pasuk is talking also about the other ten, and the pasuk should be talking about the ten meraglim, where is their report? Where is their report? Vayikru b'yadam mipri haaretz, they took in their hands the fruit of the land and brought it down to us, and they brought us back word, and they said it's good. So what happened to the report of the ten? The Evan Ezra here is troubled by this. Listen to a one line Evan Ezra. Evan Ezra says on the words Vayoridu, and they brought down. The Evan Ezra says Ba'avur Gova Ha'etz, because it was a tall tree. In other words, they had to get up to the top of the tree and bring it down. They brought it down because it was a tall tree. There certainly would be a problem with this pshat with regard to grapes. Grapes don't grow on trees. They grow on vines. Unless, of course, they said that we were in our own eyes like grasshoppers, so that they were so small that even the vine was so difficult for them. Problem. But the Eben Ezra continues on by saying, Vohemet, the truth is, Ba'avur heyotam ba'negev, because they were in the Negev. Where was Klal Yisrael? Klal Yisrael were in Midbar Sinai. If you travel from Hebron or Be'er Sheva to Midbar Sinai, what direction are you going in? You're going down south. That's the Evan Ezra. Do I have to tell you what Rashi says on Vayoridu Eilenu? And they brought down to us, Rashi says, Magid, this comes to tell us, Sheretz Yisrael, Gevoah, Mikol HaRatzot. The third Rashi, in Chumash. So first of all, we have to understand, number one, why does Rashi reject the two pshatim of the Evan Ezra? And what does Rashi accomplish with his own pshat? So let's go through the Evan Ezra again. First pshat, he says, they brought down because it was a tall tree. And even the Evan Ezra is not happy with that, because he ends up by saying, Vohemet, the truth is, because they were in the negative and they were coming south. Why do both Rashi and the Evan Ezra really reject the pshat of the height of the tree? I believe for a number of reasons. First of all, we said a vine is not really terribly high, but all right, there could have been other fruits that they had to go up on a tall tree. But more than that, number one, Torah never tells us insignificant details. Maybe the Torah should have told us, and they brought a ladder, and they put the ladder up against the tree, and they went up the ladder, and they cut the fruit. If it's simply a matter of telling us that they brought it down from a high tree, really unnecessary. Furthermore, if we're talking about bringing it down from the tree, the pasuk should have said Vayoridu first, and then by Yikru v'yadam yipri ha'aretz. First they were on the top of the tree, they brought it down and they took the fruit. Why does Rashi not accept the second pshat of the Eben Ezra? That's a pshat that Rashi himself said, as I showed you, Rashi had said it himself, other places in Chumash, that traveling from a northward southward, from north to south, you go down. So why doesn't Rashi accept that pshat in the Evan Ezra? How would you say in Hebrew, and they came down to us? Vayerdu eilenu, and they came down to us. What does the word vayoridu mean? Vayoridu always means when you take something else down. It's a transitive verb. It deals with something else. They brought something down. Says Rashi, of course. You know what their report was? They brought down Eretz Yisrael. They denigrated Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is gevor mikol haratzot. And that was the report that they brought back. By Yikhu b'yadam mipri ha'aretz, they took in their hands the fruit of the land, and with that fruit of the land, heim yishpilu b'yoridu elein. They brought Eretz Yisrael down. So you know what Rashi has accomplished? He's explained the meaning of b'yoridu. Rashi also in this pasuk has given us the report of the Meraglim. What should Moshe Rabbeinu have done now? Should Moshe Rabbeinu have repeated for this new generation that is now ready to go into Eretz Yisrael, they're poised on the plains of Moab, ready for the thrust into Eretz Yisrael? What's he supposed to do? He's supposed to tell them, do you know what those fellas said? It's an Eretz Ochelet Yoshveh. It's gefelach. You will never be able to conquer the land. That's not what he's going to tell them. All he tells them is, Vayoridu Eleinu, they denigrated the land. They brought it down. What is that like? That's like what Rashi said by Vayere Yehuda Me'et Echav. That the brothers caused that Yehuda should go down. Not talking in physical terms, but we're talking in spiritual terms. Vayoridu Eleinu. So therefore the pasuk now is very beautiful. Vayikhu v'yodah mipri haretz, who are the ones that took mipri haretz, who are the ones that took the fruit of the land? Those were the ten. Vayoridu Eleinu. And they brought down Eretz Yisrael, that's gevorah mikol haratzot. Vayoshivu al tamut avar. And they, the others, brought back word. And who are the ones that brought back the word? Rashi says, Yoshua v'kolei. And they said, Tov v'haretz, asher Hashem elokeinu noten lanu. Good is the land that God gives us. So what have we done now? We've heard Eretz Yisrael gevor mikol haratzot come from Yosef. We have heard the Rabbeinu Shlomo himself say, Leich alein izer. We have now heard it from Moshe. But we're going to hear it once more from Moshe. I certainly hope that there isn't another pasuk in all of Chumash where Rashi says, Eretz Yisrael gevor mikol haratzot. I don't believe so. Over the years, I would have noticed it. In Parshat Ha'azinu, Perek Lamed Bet, Pasuk Yud Gimel, chapter 32, Pasuk 13, Moshe Rabbeinu in the Shir of Ha'azinu says, Yarkivehu al domotei adetz. God is going to cause the Jewish people to ride on the heights of the earth. Vayochal truvat sadayin, he will eat that which comes from the field. Vayinikeu dvash misela, honey is going to come out of the rocks. Vishemen michal mishtzur, and oil out of stone. Rashi says, what are bamatei oretz? What are the heights of the earth? What are the heights of the earth? Al shem. Eretz Yisrael gevora mikol haratzot. Eretz Yisrael is higher than all of the lands. Here it's again Moshe, but why? Here it's clearly understood why Rashi has to say we're not talking about Aliyah or Maharuva Alu or Leich Alei, but we're talking about a new term that is being introduced to describe Eretz Yisrael as being higher, Bamatei Oretz. Now, that's as far as Chumash is concerned. Now we have to go to Tanakh. So let me say that in all of Tanakh, and I can't really say that I remember every Rashi in Tanakh, but I found it once. I found it once in Tanakh. It is referred to a number of times by the Radak and even by Rashi. There are a number of places in Tanakh where the Navi talks about Tabur Haaretz. Tabur Haaretz is the navel of the earth. Eretz Yisrael is also referred to as Tabur Haaretz, and the Radak describes from the navel, the rest of the body goes down from the navel. In a sense, why does the Navi refer to Eretz Yisrael as Tabur Haaretz? Because the Tabur is the lifeline, the umbilical cord. Gemara says that the whole world receives blessing via Yerushalayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends blessing down to Eretz Yisrael, and from Eretz Yisrael it's distributed to all parts of the world. Sometimes, of course, a little bit of it remains here. Sometimes we have to import it back over here. This year the Rebbein Shlomim is just dropping it over here and just not sending it on anywhere else. But Tabur Haaretz is indicative of the idea that in that respect there it's supposed to be Mikol HaRatzot, because the Shefa, abundance and blessing in the world, only comes via Eretz Yisrael. Chazal will tell us with regard to Tefillah that all the prayers of Chutz La'aretz have to journey to Eretz Yisrael and go heavenward from Yerushalayim. Therefore it's clear the joke about it being a local call from here is not a joke. It's a metzius. It goes from here, it goes straight up. From Chutz La'aretz it has to first come here. I don't know, 001917, until it makes its way. But Eretz Yisrael is Tabur Haaretz. Eretz Yisrael is the umbilical cord, the lifeline of the whole world. Where did I find it? In Yeshayahu, in Tanakh, in Yeshayahu. And with what we've set up until now, you will immediately understand what it is that stopped Rashi. Even though, of course, up and down is used throughout Tanakh. But here, Rashi immediately sees, and we've trained you already. You'll see in a moment yourselves. It's in chapter 30. Chapter 30 of Yeshayahu. Hay bonim sodin in the beginning of the chapter. Just two psukim. Three psukim. Hay bonim sodin, woe you rebellious sons, no Hashem says God. Lasot eitzai, you take counsel, the lo mi ni, that doesn't come from me. Vilinsoch vaseicha, and you appoint officers over yourself, and it's not in keeping with my desire. Leman spot chatat al chatat, you add sin upon sin. Haholchim loredet Mitzrayim, those who go down to Egypt, ufi lo sha'olu, they haven't asked my opinion. La'oz b'ma'oz paro, they want to find strength in the fortress of Paro, the Lachasod B'tzeil Mitzrayim, and they want to find shelter under the cover of Mitzrayim. Yeshayahu is talking about the fact that Jews turned to Egypt in order to enter into a pact, an alliance, a treaty. Who needs Mitzrayim? On the Posek HaHolchim Laredet Mitzrayim, Rashi says, Loredet Mitzrayim, Eretz Yisrael, Gevoa Mikol HaAratzot. Eretz Yisrael is higher than all of the lands. Obviously, why? It could have said either HaHolchim LeMitzrayim or HaYordim LeMitzrayim. To say both, HaHolchim Loredet Mitzrayim, the truth is it doesn't even sound well. It doesn't even sound well in Hebrew. One would not say it. Haholchim laredet Mitzrayim. So Rashi immediately picks up on this. Haholchim laredet Mitzrayim, because Eretz Yisrael is gevoa mikol haaretzot. But then Rashi makes an additional comment. Dover acher, another pshat. Yeridahi lahem. Going to Mitzrayim is a yeridah for Klal Yisrael. Similar to what Rashi said by Yered Yehuda went down from his brothers, or by Yoridu Eleinu, going to Mitzrayim and asking Mitzrayim to enter into a pact or a treaty, this is a Yerida, this is a denigration of Klal Yisrael, a hashpala of the Jewish people. I believe that we have covered the subject of Eretz Yisrael Gevoa Mikol HaRatzot. So obviously that in and of itself was fascinating to me. But more than that, the way in which we are supposed to look at a Rashi. Rashi makes a comment,
It means, first of all, Rashi has looked at the pasuk very, very carefully, and the fact is more than that. He has looked at all of the psukim. He knows all of the psukim. And on the basis of all of that, that's why he makes his comment. Big chachma is to be able to understand even what seems to be a very simple Rashi.